بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم، وأنعم علينا يا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My brothers and sisters in Islam, after the praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I testify that there is no God but Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us understand what we're going to hear tonight, and act upon and implement what we're going to understand tonight. And for tonight's topic, inshallah, bear with me, open your ears and your mind and your hearts to listen to what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us, and what Allah Almighty and Glory had revealed in the Quran al-Kareem. And tonight's topic, it's an important topic, a major topic that Islam revolves around. It's the taqwa. The taqwa. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran al-Kareem, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah is calling the believers. Allah is addressing the believers. In this verse, in Surah Ali Imran, where Allah calls upon the believers and says, O believers! يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O believers! فِي Allah! Fear Allah the way He should be feared. Fear your Lord the way He should be feared. Fear your Creator the way He should be feared. And do not die unless you're in a state and full state of Islam. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Do not die unless you're in full state of being a Muslim. Taqwa. The taqwa is our topic tonight. An important topic, especially comes suiting after the series of the hereafter, the lectures that were given the past Mondays. And everyone walked out of these lessons, out of this series, thinking, I want to be from the people of the paradise, and I do not want to be from the people of the hellfire. And I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us all from the people of the paradise. And I ask Allah to prevent us from the hellfire. One of the greatest paths to the paradise, and one of the greatest paths to prevent you from the hellfire, is the taqwa. The taqwa. The fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you fear Allah Almighty and Glory, when you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you prevent yourself from all the forbidden things that Allah had forbid you. And you put yourself in all the things that Allah Azza wa Jal had ordered you to do. And that's why the meaning of taqwa in Arabic derives from al-wiqaya. And al-wiqaya means prevention. Taqwa, it means prevention. That's in the Arabic language. What does it relate into the Islamic terminology? In the Islamic terminology, where taqwa derived from prevention, in the Islamic terminology means prevention from what Allah had forbid you. So that's what taqwa is. أن تجعل بينك وبين ما حرم الله حاجبا. Is to make a barrier between you and what Allah had forbidden. And that's what taqwa is. That's a definition. The other definition of taqwa is for Allah to find you wherever He wants you. For Allah Azza wa Jal to find you wherever He wants you. Where Allah Azza wa Jal wants you to be, Allah finds you there. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do, Allah Azza wa Jal finds you there. And Allah not to find you wherever He doesn't want you to be in. So the maharam, so the forbidden things that Allah had forbid you, is the place that you should not be there. And that's what taqwa is. So taqwa is what Islam and the believers revolve around. It's to prevent yourself from what Allah Azza wa Jal wants you to prevent from, and to put yourself where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be. That's what taqwa is, and that's what Allah Azza wa Jal called for, and that's what Allah had ordered the believers for, not in one or two or three, over 50 verses Allah Azza wa Jal called the believers to fear Allah, and over 50 verses Allah Azza wa Jal praised the muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. All believers, fear Allah, and only say what's right. Only speak out what's right. Use this tongue that Allah had created for you, for Him and for His sake and what pleases Him. So Allah Azza wa Jal says, all believers, fear Allah and say what's right. Yuslih lakum a'malakum. Allah Azza wa Jal will fix your action. He'll accurate your action. Your action will be according to His way if you fear Him. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah forgives your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. And who obeys Allah and His Prophet has succeeded a great success in this world. Had succeeded a great success in this world and the hereafter. So taqwa, our topic tonight. Taqwa is to make a barrier between you and the haram that Allah Azza wa Jal had forbidden. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayhi salatu wa salam, advised Abu Huraira by saying, ittaqillaha takun a'bada an-nas. He told him, ittaqillaha takun a'bada an-nas. O Abu Huraira, fear Allah, make a prevention between you and the haram. Make a prevention between you and what Allah Azza wa Jal had forbidden. You'll be the best worshipper of Allah. You'll be the best worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not only praying to Allah, and it's not only fasting for Allah, and it's not only paying, and it's not only doing the halal, but the taqwa is preventing yourself from the haram. Preventing yourself from the haram. And how many people just pray and only get from the prayer just the actions? And how many people fast and only get from the fasting only starvation? But the true muttaqeen, those ones who fear Allah Azza wa Jal, those God fearing, those ones who fear Allah Almighty and glory, are those ones who get the reward. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hajj, He's speaking about the sacrifice that gets sacrificed at the time of Hajj. The sacrifice, the slaughtering. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah does not get anything from its meat or blood. Allah doesn't need the meat of this meat to be sacrificed. And Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't need that blood of that meat or that sheep to be fled. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. The thing that Allah wants is His fear. It's the taqwa. The thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants is the taqwa. It's to see the heart being sincere for Allah. To see the heart is there for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest role model, The greatest example in piety and taqwa is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who led by a great example. And sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah forgave his sins, the past and the recent ones, because sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not only would never ever fall into a major sin, even a minor sin, even not even committing makruh, dislikes. That's the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And how could he? And he is the Prophet of Allah, the one that Allah Azza wa Jal has sent mercy to the whole mankind. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, alayhi salatu wa salam, he says, attati samaa haqqa laha an ta'at, that the heavens had shaken. The heavens had shook and it's got the rise to shake. The heavens had shook and it's got the rise to shake. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there's not even one handspan empty in those heavens without an angel, prostrating and bowing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the fear of Allah Almighty and glory. The heavens had shaken and it's got the rise to shake. Why is it shaken? It's because in every single place, in every single position, every single spot in the heaven, there's an angel prostrating or bowing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the fear of Allah Almighty and glory. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَعْلَمْ. If you know what I know, if you know what I know, if you experienced what I experienced, if you know what I have, if you acknowledge what I acknowledge, you'll laugh a bit and cry a lot. Your laughter will be so little, even will be demolished in your life. And you cry a lot. Why? Because of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَا تَلَذَّثْتُمْ بِنِسَائِكُمْ عَلَى الْفُرَشَاتِ. Even your sexual desire with your wives will be destroyed. You won't even go near your wives because you are too worried about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you isolate everyone and leave everyone and go to the mountains on your own just to worship Allah and resort to Allah and prostrate to Allah and supplicate to Allah from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you know what I know, if you know what I know, you laugh a bit and cry a lot and you're not even going near your wives and you leave everyone to go to the mountains and resort to the mountains just to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask Allah to make it ease on you. If you know what I know. This is the taqwa, ikhwani. Taqwa is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not to fear Allah azza wa jal just by words. And not to fear Allah azza wa jal just by the tongue. But to fear Allah in your heart and your actions. To fear Allah azza wa jal in your heart and your actions. To fear Allah azza wa jal in your heart. To know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you wherever you go. Is to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you wherever you are. It's to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recording everything on you and whatever you do. And that's why sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to all the time used to advise his companions, especially those ones who used to go out on a journey, whether a journey for the sake of fighting in the path of Allah or spreading the da'wah and the message of Islam. He used to all the time tell them, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ أو اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُمْ. Fear Allah wherever you are. Fear Allah wherever you are. Fear Allah Azza wa Jal, no matter which place and position and spot and place you are in. Fear Allah. Allah is watching you wherever you are. And Allah Azza wa Jal sees you wherever you are. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal is recording everything you do. So fear Allah wherever you are. Whether there's people around or there's no people around. Whether it's during the day or during the night. Whether in front of anyone or no one. Remember that Allah is all the time watching you. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all the time is watching you. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاللَّهُ أَحَقَّ يُسْتَحْيَى مَنْ. If you are shy from people, then you should be more shy than from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are shy from people, then you should be more shy from Allah azza wa jal almighty and glory. You should be more shy from your Lord. You should be more afraid from your Lord. And that's why fear Allah wherever you are. Fear Allah wherever you are, wherever you go, wherever you are, fear Allah Azza wa Jal. And remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there and is watching you. Remember, Allah is there and is watching you. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to all the time advise the companions this advice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered in many verses to fee him. Allah azza wa jal ordered the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam and his followers and the believers to fee him. There's a story being mentioned about a man who fell in love with this Bedouin lady, a woman. And he wanted to take from her or do what a husband does with his wife. So he monitored this lady until in the middle of the night she went out when everyone is asleep to go and for her natural call. So he followed her and he said, "Now it's only me and you. And everyone is asleep. Give me what the husband takes from his wife." So she said, "Go and make sure that everyone is asleep. So no one sees us. And then no one looks at us. And then we don't get embarrassed from anyone." So he went and checked and came back and said, "Everyone is asleep." Then she told him, "Then go and see if Allah Azza wa Jalla is asleep. Then go and see if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asleep." So he abstained away and went off and repented to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yes, if you are shy from people, then you should be shy from Allah Azza wa Jal. If you are shy from people, and you fear people, then you should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another story at the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a great leader, a great example of being a khalifa. He used to all day and night, especially at the night, just to go around the streets of Medina, checking up on people. Is there anyone in need? Is there any widow in need? Any orphan in need? Anyone that needs anything? And he used to go around and once went past a house where he heard the mother speaking to the daughter, where they used to make milk and yogurt and sell it in a market. The mother speaking to the daughter and she's telling her, "Oh daughter, mix the milk or the yogurt with water. Maybe it'll increase and we'll get more money." So the daughter told her, "Oh mom, how could we do that? How could we do that?" Then the mother said, "Don't worry, Umar is not watching us." Because everyone used to get scared of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So the mother said, "Don't worry, Umar is not watching us. If you're afraid of Umar, Umar is not around and he can't see us." So the daughter replied back to her mother and said, "Oh mother, if Umar can't see us, then the Lord of Umar can. If Umar can't see us, then the Lord of Umar can." That's why fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are. And by fearing Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna Allah yuhibbul muttaqeen." Allah loves those ones who fear Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them. When Allah loves someone, Allah Azza wa Jal will take care of him. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna Allah ma'al ladhina attaqaw wal ladhina hum muhsinun." Allah is with those ones who fear Him and have taqwa and piety, and those ones who do good. So you fear Allah Azza wa Jal from here, Allah Azza wa Jal supports you from here. You fear Allah Azza wa Jal from here, Allah Azza wa Jal protects you and takes care of you from here. And that's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayhi salatu wa salam, in the hadith been narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas, he says, "I was sitting behind the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day on a camel. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam grabbed and put his hand on my shoulder and said, 'Ya ghulam!'" The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ya ghulam, O young teenager, ihfadillaha yahfadhk. Protect Allah, Allah protects you. Ihfadillaha yahfadhk. Protect Allah, Allah will protect you." Subhanallah. Does Allah need protection? No. It means protect your religion. Protect the deen of Allah. Allah will protect you in return. And when you have the protection of Allah, then what other protection do you need? When you have Allah Azza wa Jal protecting you and being with you, then who else do you need in this world? Ihfadillaha yahfadhk. Protect Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal protect you. It means protect His religion. Uphold His religion. Uprise His religion. Do what Allah Azza wa Jal wants you to do. And don't you ever do what Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't want you to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. And when Allah protects someone in this world, who's on this world? And which human being or creation of Allah on this world will ever dare to get in this person? It's got the protection of Allah. It's got the protection of Allah. These days, if someone's got two security guards or bodyguards around them, Allah, he thinks he's the most protected person in this world. Then how about when Allah Azza wa Jal is with you? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting you. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, احفظِ الله تجد تجاهك. You see, brothers, this advice was given to Abdullah ibn Abbas when he was a teenager. And this advice to these teenagers and advice to all the teenagers of the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that also includes you. So you protect Allah, Allah will protect you. احفظِ الله تجد تجاهك. Protect Allah. You find Allah wherever you are. You protect Allah and protect His religion by following His orders and abstain away from His muharramat. You'll find Allah wherever you are on this earth or anywhere else. Allah Azza wa Jalla is with you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stands by you. And Allah Azza wa Jalla protects you. And Allah takes care of you no matter where no matter which place in this world. Protect Allah, you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are. And the famous story of that companion Ibn Ma'laq, a story I mentioned many times, a companion who used to trade between Mecca and Syria. And once on his business journey, he got paused and stopped by a high robber. And this robber wanted to take his money and kill him. So he tells him, give me your money, and after you give me your money, I'm going to kill you. So this companion Ibn Ma'laq tells him, what do you want to kill me for? Just take my money and just go away. What's killing me going to benefit you? He says, I insist on taking your money and killing you. So he insists again and again. Then Ibn Ma'laq says, if you do insist and I've got no strength over you, then give me the chance to pray to my Lord. So Ibn Ma'laq radiallahu ta'ala anhu results to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no one else for him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He looks around to his right and left and front and behind him. The desert in the middle of nowhere. There is no one for him to support him from this creation. But there's the creator Allah azza wa jalla there for him. So he prays four rakat. And after he prays those four rakat, he raises his hands to Allah. To supplicate to Allah, to ask Allah Azza wa Jal, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my servants, ask me. Allah ordered us to ask Him. So Ibn Ma'laq radiallahu ta'ala anhu raises his hands and asks Allah, Ya Allah, and he says the famous dua, Ya Wadud, Ya Dhal Arsh al-Majid, Ya Fa'alun lima turid. Ya Allah, Ya the Wadud, Ya Allah, Ya the one that does whatever you want. Ya Allah, you are the creator of this universe. Ya Allah, you are the owner of this universe. Ya Allah, you are the master of this universe and your arsh. I ask you by your glory and your greatness and your light to protect me from this thief. Ya Mughith, aghithni. Ya Mughith, aghithni. Ya Mughith, aghithni. Ya Allah, you are the supporter. Support me from this thief. Ya Allah, you are the supporter. Support me from this thief. Ya Allah, Ya the supporter, support me from this thief. And he repeats it three times. Ya Allah, Ya the supporter, support me from this thief. Ibn Ma'laq turns his face around and he sees the thief dead on the ground, being stabbed and killed by a great, brave warrior standing next to him. So Ibn Ma'laq gets surprised. Subhanallah, what an amazing thing. Who are you that Allah Azza wa Jalla supported me with now? This man replies back to him. He tells him, I am an angel from the fourth heaven came down to support you. We heard for your first dua shaking. A shaking to the doors and the gates of the heavens. And the second time you asked Allah for support, we heard the beings and the angels in the heavens calling and saying, Ya Allah, there's someone asking. Ya Allah, there's someone asking for support. And the third time I called, Ya Allah, I'll support him. So I was sent down to support you. Subhanallah. Fi Allah, wherever you are. Be with Allah, Allah will be with you. Stand there for the religion of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla will be there for you. Protect the deen of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you. Ya Allah, Ya the supporter, support me. And Allah Azza wa Jalla supported him. احفظ الله يحفظك. احفظ الله تجد تجاهك. Protect Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you wherever you are, no matter what circumstances you're in. Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown in a fire. Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown in the fire, and Ibrahim had no one for him except Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jal ordered the fire, Kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Oh fire, be cool and peaceful in Ibrahim. And it became cool and peaceful on Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala alayhi salam. It became cool and peaceful on Ibrahim alayhi salam. So fear Allah Azza wa Jal wherever you are. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you want to ask anyone, ask no one but Allah. If you want to ask anyone, ask no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you need anything, ask Allah before anyone. If you're in need of anything, resort to Allah Azza wa Jal before anyone. If you want to ask anyone, ask no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعَنْ بِاللَّهِ. And if you want to rely on anyone, rely on no one but Allah. If you want to rely on anyone, rely on no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time, resort to Allah, run to Allah, ask Allah, be with Allah, protect the deen of Allah. You find Allah Azza wa Jal there for you. And I loved one of the great words of one of the scholars where he said, everything you fear in this world, you run away from. Everything you fear in this world, you run away from. You fear something, you run away from it. You fear someone, you run away from him. You fear an animal, you run away from it. You fear something, you all the time get away from it. Except Allah, when you fear him, you run to him. Except Allah Azza wa Jal. When you fear Allah, you run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you resort to him. You fear Allah Almighty and glory, you ask him. You fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you ask him more. Everything you fear, you run away from. Except Allah, when you fear him, you run to him. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues with his advice to Abdullah ibn Abbas, where he says, وَعْلَمْ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ الْأُمَّةَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجُفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ. And remember, if this whole world gets together to harm you, no one could unless Allah wants. And if this whole world gets together to benefit you, no one could unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal is with those ones who fear him, and Allah Azza wa Jal is with those ones who are good. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most honored one to Allah are those ones who fear him. So if you want to be honored, you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that verse came after where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. O people, we have created you from male and female, and we made you tribes and nations so everyone could know one another. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The best and the most honored one out of you are those ones who fear Allah. The best and the most honored ones out of you are those ones who fear Allah Azza wa Jal. If you want honor and you want respect and you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love you and protect you, you fear him. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, O Prophet of Allah, who is the most honored one? So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Atqahum, those ones who fear Allah most. Ya, O Prophet of Allah, who is the most honest? Who are those honored ones, or the most honored ones from people? So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Atqahum, those ones who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only Allah Azza wa Jal protects them and honors them, but Allah Azza wa Jal also saves them from his punishment in the hereafter and gives them the paradise. Allah Azza wa Jal says, ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Then we save those ones who feed us. Then we save those ones who feed us from the hellfire. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابَ وَكَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابَ وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ. Those ones who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is success for them. But not only success in this world, success in the hereafter, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving them the paradise that he had promised. But Allah Azza wa Jal, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarding them the paradise that he promised in this world. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ فِي مَقْعَدِ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ مَلِيكٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. Then Allah Azza wa Jal says, there's ones who fear Allah Azza wa Jal, there's ones who fear Allah that have paradise with rivers flowing from beneath it. Thou with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a great status and position. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all these different places and positions in the Quran al-Kareem, Allah azza wa jal mentions the virtue and the benefits of taqwa. The first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَنْ يَتَقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Brothers and sisters, listen to this beautiful verse that a lot of us neglect and forget. A lot of us neglect and forget and do not understand. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever fears Allah, whoever has taqwa, whoever fears Allah Almighty and glory, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, Allah will make for him a great opening. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sustain him. He'll give him rizq from a place that he doesn't even know where it came from. You need money. You need rizq. You need food. You need water. You need children. You need a wife. You need a kid. Fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't resort to the haram to get it. Don't resort to what Allah Azza wa Jal had ordered you not to resort to. You want something? Fear Allah and Allah will give it to you. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying the truth. And he is the truth where he says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And whoever fears Allah, Allah will make for him a great opening. You are stuck in a place. You are stuck in a position. You are stuck in a situation. Fear Allah, Allah Azza wa Jalla will open for you. You need something. Fear Allah, Allah will give it to you. You're in need of something. Fear Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to you. You want something to be solved. Fear Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal will give it to you. You're in a problem. Fear Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will solve it for you. You need, or you're asking for something, you can't get it. Fear Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get it for you. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسَبُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sustain them from a place that they didn't even think where it came from. Fear Allah, Allah will give you. You want money? Fear Allah, Allah will give you. You want to become wealthy? Fear Allah, Allah Azza wa Jalla will give you. You want to have houses and cars? Fear Allah, Allah will give you. You don't have to resort to the haram to get it. Fear Allah and Allah Azza wa Jalla will give it to you. You don't have to get to interest. Fear Allah, Allah will give it to you. You don't have to steal. Fear Allah, Allah Azza wa Jalla will give it to you. You don't have to get commit the haram. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jalla will give it to you. This verse, a beautiful verse. A beautiful verse. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And whoever fears Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open for him a great opening. And Allah will sustain him from places that he doesn't know where it came from. You have a problem with your family? Fear Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal will make it easy for you. You have a problem at work? Fear Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will solve it for you. You have a problem with yourself? Fear Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will solve it for you. You have a problem with your friends? Fear Allah, Allah Azza wa Jalla will solve it to you. You have a problem with anything? Fear Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jalla will solve it for you. Fear Allah. Udhatan, fear Allah. And the way you fear Allah is to follow the orders of Allah according to the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't you ever forget that verse. Shaitan puts you in a place. You're in a position of, you're in a problem. You're in a situation that you can't solve. You're in this, you're in that. Shaitan tells you, huh? The only solution is this haram. The only resort is that haram. The only thing you could do about is to get to that haram. And put this thought, remember this verse. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And whoever fears Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open for him a great opening, and Allah azza wa jal will sustain him from a place where he doesn't know. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ, listen to this other verse. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Another confirmation about the verse that we just recited right now. And whoever fears Allah, and whoever fears Allah, and whoever has taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. And whoever fears Allah, Allah will make his matters easy. Allah Azza wa Jalla will ease his matters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will solve his problems. Allah Azza wa Jalla will solve his situations. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. And whoever fears Allah, Allah will make his matters easy. All your matters and all your problems will be easy. All will be solved. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal says, also says in Surah Al-Baqarah, and whoever fears Allah will increase his knowledge. You want to increase your knowledge? You want to increase your knowledge? وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Fear Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jal will teach you. Fear Allah, and Allah will give you knowledge. You want to increase your knowledge? And that not only to the knowledge of Sharia, not only to the knowledge of deen, not only to the knowledge of halal and haram, to any knowledge of this world, the circular knowledge and the Islamic knowledge, it's all one, all recommended, all being requested. Fear Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find you solutions to a lot of theories that you haven't found solutions to. Allah Azza wa Jalla will give you a lot of methods. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you understand a lot of things. Allah Azza wa Jalla will teach you a lot of things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you understand a lot of things. Allah Azza wa Jalla will open your heart to knowledge. Allah will open your mind to knowledge. Allah Azza wa Jalla will open them to understanding. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ فِي اللَّهِ Allah will teach you. From any type of knowledge, fi Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your knowledge. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيَعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا And the most beautiful thing, and whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whoever fears Allah Almighty and Glory, Allah Almighty and Glory will forgive his sins, and Allah Azza wa Jal will greaten his rewards. That's the most greatest thing. Is to fear Allah, and you get in return of that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the forgiveness. You get in return for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy. You get in return because of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, His paradise. Remember the story that we said last week. A man, he had committed all the sorts of corruption and haram. And in his deathbed, he tells his children, when I die, you do what I tell you right now. You make sure that you do what I tell you right now. When I die, you burn me. When I turn into ashes, you divide half of the ashes in the oceans and on land. So his children, his kids, do what their father asked for. Thinking that this man could run away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah azza wa jal can have a hold of him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that created them from nothing, ordered the ashes in the oceans. And the ashes on land to get together to come back the way he was as the human being that he was burned before it. He comes back. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla tells him, Oh my servant, what made you do what you did? What did you end up doing what you did? What did you go and ask your children to burn you? And when you turned to ashes, to divide half of the ashes and the ashes the other half on land, what did you do that for? So he says, Ya Allah, because I fear you. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said, because of that, go to the paradise. Because of that, get to the paradise. So when you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal will forgive you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy on you. And Allah azza wa jal will prevent you from the hellfire. And Allah azza wa jal will make you enter the paradise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also give victory to those ones who fear Allah azza wa jal. You want victory. You want victory from Allah. You want support from Allah. You want victory to Allah Azza wa Jalla to give to the Muslim nation. You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give support to the Muslim nation. You fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah Azza wa Jalla told the companions at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا And if you have patience and you fear Allah, nothing of their planning and plotting will harm you. Nothing of their planning and plotting will harm you. You fear Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla will protect you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you victory in this world. Ikhwani, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, the way you should be feared as he asked for. O ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ittaqu Allah haqqa tuqatih, wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Fear Allah, the way you should be feared. Fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, the way he should be feared. And the scholar said that fearing Allah Azza wa Jalla, it's not only just abstaining away from the haram, and it's not only doing the halal, but even the believer, the one that fears Allah, should even put himself in a place and a position where Allah doesn't want him to be in. A believer, a muttaqi, someone that fears Allah, would not even put himself in places that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased from. Someone that fears Allah and believes in Allah and loves Allah and loves his prophet would not put himself in a place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. No matter what the place is, no matter what the environment is, if that environment Allah is not pleased from and Allah azza wa jalla is not happy from, I would not put myself in it. And that's what haqqa tuqatih means, the true fearing. Fear Allah the way he should be feared. That's the way Allah Azza wa Jalla should be feared. Is not to put yourself in a place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want you to be in. Wherever Allah wants you to be in, he finds you. And wherever Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't want you to be in, you are not there. That's a true fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why we shouldn't be in an environment where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want us to be in. We shouldn't be in gatherings where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want us to be in. Now gathering of mucking around or making fun of the believers or making fun of the deen or making fun of this and talking about worldly things and talking about the haram and munkarat. These are environments and gatherings that you shouldn't even put yourself in because you're a believer and someone that fears Allah does not allow himself to be in an environment like that. Does not allow himself to be in an environment like that only if he's got the ability to change that environment and to preach and to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To call to Allah Almighty and glory. My brothers and sisters, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Allah azza wa jal all the time. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith al-Qudsi. As Allah azza wa jal says in the hadith al-Qudsi. Ana inda husni dhanni abdi bi. The way that my servant thinks about me, that's who I am. You think good about Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will give you good. You think bad about Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that bad. The way you think about Allah is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you. The way you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the way Allah gives you in return. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, and I am with my servant when he remembers me. I am with my servant when he remembers me. If he remembers me in himself, I remember him in myself. Look what Allah says. If my servant remembers me in himself, I remember him in myself. Look at that honor. Allah, the Lord of this universe and the master of this universe, the ruler and the controller of this universe says, if you remember him in yourself, Allah remembers you in himself. How beautiful is that? How beautiful is that? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, remember Allah, Allah remembers you. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, and if he remembers me in an assembly, in a gathering, I remember him in a better gathering than his gathering. The gathering of angels, the gathering of the prophets. If he remembers him himself, I remember him in myself, and he remembers me in a gathering, I remember him in a better gathering than himself, than the gathering that he's in. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, and if my servant gets to me closer, if my servant gets closer to me one hand span, if my servant gets close to me one hand span, I get close to him two hand spans. If my servant gets close to me one hand span, Allah Azza wa Jalla comes to you twice as much. And if my servant comes to me one arm's length, I come to him two arms length. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and if my servant walks to me, I come to him running. Look to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. If he walks to me, I run to him. In a way that suits his majesty and glory. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Allah, Allah remembers you. Be with Allah, Allah has been with you. Protect Allah, Allah will protect you. Ask Allah, Allah will give you. Resort to Allah, Allah is there for you. And don't forget the hadith. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, advised Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he sent him to Yemen, اتق الله حيث ما كنت. وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن صلى الله عليه وسلم advised معاذ بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنهم and send him on a journey to Yemen to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fear Allah wherever you are and follow the سيئة with a حسنة return the bad with good whoever's bad to you be good no problems whoever does harm for you inshallah you do something for Allah's sake and you get the rewards وخالق الناس بخلق حسن وخالق الناس بخلق حسن and behave towards people with the best and the good behavior and behave towards people and be towards people and act in front of people with the best action and the best behavior that a believer and a taqi should be behave to people in the best behavior sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he says the most thing that makes people enter the paradise is the fear of Allah and the good manners is the fear of Allah and the good manners and inshallah about the good manners I've prepared a full independent lecture about that اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنا الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم الأموات، إنك يا ربنا قريب مجيب للدعوات. انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، دمر الكفرة والملحدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فأوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم غير ذلك فخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى، نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك، نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. May Allah reward you all for listening, and ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us all act upon what we've heard tonight. Jazakumullah khair.